Howdy, my name is Brad Borges. I am an Agriculture Systems Management undergraduate student at Texas A&M University. The presentation I'm going to be presenting to you is cotton contamination considering round module wrappers in gins. My professor is Dr. Alex Thomason, and so here we go. To give you a little background about this project, we had Dr. Brock Faulkner and Kevin Edwards originally working on this project. Unfortunately, over the last academic year, Dr. Faulkner did pass away and Kevin Edwards did graduate. So that's why it has been passed down to both Dr. Thomason and I. It is funded by Cotton Incorporated through the Texas State Support Committee. To start off, where we were looking at as far as gins go, we started with the Visco Quart gin in Bryan, Texas, and then we moved to the we just recently moved to United Cotton Growers in Loveland, Texas. So the cotton contamination that we are looking at is more, like I said, more of the plastic contaminations. So of course, as you see here, it's more the type of that you're going to see, like when it gets missed throughout the ginning process, it gets sent to the mill, it's going to mess up the fabrics when it actually gets ginned and then stained. So I know that cotton contamination is not a new issue. However, what this study is really looking at is when we move from the traditional to the round modules. If that plastic wrap is really getting in there, that plastic wrap from the round modules is really getting in there. This is a good example from the Georgia Cotton Commission. What happens is when a large chunk of plastic gets pushed through the dispersing cylinders, it gets wrapped around, and to note here is the way it's sprayed, because those cylinders are spinning at such a high RPM, there's getting little chunks of plastic getting flicked off into the cotton stream. And this is what we see that it could be an issue, because when it goes through the actual ginning process, it gets torn into even smaller pieces, and then it winds up in the fabric and in the mill. So when we talk about specifically the objectives of this research project, the first is to develop and demonstrate a camera-based system for identifying plastic contaminants at the module feeder. The second would be to characterize the likelihood of lint contamination associated with identified events at the module feeder of cooperating gins. So how we are doing this is through a camera system. It's a security camera with an internal router. It is then linked to a separate router and then is stored on a separate storage device. It's a closed Wi-Fi network. It's set up to take one picture per minute with a shutter speed of 0.004 seconds. So the reason we're having it such a quick picture is because we want to actually identify really be able to see how if the plastics are getting through, making sure it's not a very blurry picture. As far as installation goes, again, this is at the Varsco Quart gin. All the way to our left here is the way it's bolted up against the top. And you can see at the cameras, we welded a little bracket together. It's positioned forward, and you can see this is kind of the viewpoints of the camera that it's seeing. When we talk to the gin manager at the Varsco Quart gin, he had said he wanted to look more at the bottom cylinders because that's where he thought the plastic would get through, if either it would be coming down from on the bottom or getting wrapped around the cylinders. This is an example of the pictures that we took. As you can see, this is when we didn't have as quick as the shutter speed on the camera. So you can see it is a little blurry, but something of note is this: there's a potential small piece of contamination that is getting through. This is It could be some type of the round module plastic or some type of other plastics. This is obviously a much better example of what could happen. This is the round module plastic getting wrapped around the dispersing cylinder. Something also to note is that this was taken earlier, or this picture was taken earlier on in the ginning season. And also because it is a smaller gin, they do not have they take the round modules plastics off by hand, and therefore if the gin worker isn't fully trained, or if they're not paying attention, or if they just don't care, then you could easily see something like this get into the gin like that. I mean, of course they stopped it, they'd take it out. But even it being in there for a short amount of time, you're already starting to see it getting frayed a tad bit. And that's where those small pieces of plastic are going to get through. And even those small little fibers, if they make it all the way to the mill, it's going to cause issues down the road. All right, so again, we started out with these. Pictures getting taken, then we moved to a faster shutter speed, so you can see that we're starting to get more of the actual pins on the dispersing cylinder. You're actually starting to see them a little bit better, and even faster, you can really start seeing the way it's almost getting to a stop where we're able to take that picture. The issue that comes up with that is that if you don't have enough light in there, we had to install an LED light with the camera. Then it's not going to be able to see everything in great detail. That was something I had an issue with and I was playing with, especially because it was just out. It's just a small module feeder, so it's just sitting out just like this. I mean, you can see, you're starting to get more of the fibers. It's not as blurry as the pictures beforehand. You can start to see the pins are still at the same shutter speed at the last one, and this is definitely a potential contamination that we're seeing. It matches the colors as long with kind of the same size. And so where this is another example of where we could potentially see some contamination. Again, same shutter speed. We're trying to get even more light in there, and that way we're able to really identify what type of contaminations this is. So with our current status right now, we have 79,304 images collected from the Varsco Court Gin. Right now, those images are being analyzed. They're going to be viewed manually, and then once we get a baseline for that, we're going to try to automize that system, so that way, in the long run, hopefully, they'd be able to identify. We have the camera system set up, and if any plastics are, or any other type of contaminations are getting through, then it'll either divert it or somehow allow the gin manager to know to make sure it's not getting into the cotton stream. That would be the hope in the long run. That system has been removed. The camera system has been removed from the Varsco Court Gin because their ginning season is over. It is installed. The system is installed in the United Growers Co-op. It was installed over the holidays, and we'll begin collecting images on that tomorrow for us to continue forward. For the future work, of course, we'll be collecting those images from the United Growers Co-op, and we'd also like to start testing the fate of module wrapper plastic in the lab gin at the Texas A&M campus. What this is going to consist of is we're going to work with Lummis to build a mini module feeder. That was the piece with the distributing cylinders. Install this at the lab gin at the Texas A&M building, and then load we have a mini press there. So what we're going to do is we're going to identify what the density is of a normal round module, and then make similar bales to that, allow them to go through this module feeder, and then once we allow that system to get set up, and that's working all properly, then we'll start to insert plastics. This is going to be anywhere from the round module plastic to plastic bags, any twine, any other type of contaminants that we're seeing that could be an issue. So from there, we want to look at the fate of these plastics. Are they getting all the way through the ginning process? Are they getting stopped at specific cleaners? And if so, which ones are they? And we'll look through the trash of each one to make sure that is the case. And so, of course, like I said, we'll do it by machine and also by a function of time. And finally, being able to insert a camera at each of these machines to make sure to see how the plastic's reacting with them. And so this is our module feeder right here. This is just a cotton feeder right here. The mini module feeder will be it'll be built right about right there. So that way, you can just insert a bale in. It'll be torn up and then into the cotton stream it goes. It'll go down the lint cleaner and everything down to the gin stand, and that way we can check at each point where if these contaminants are happening. That is the end of my presentation. I believe I have some time, so can I take any questions?
You've got about 2 or 3 minutes for questions.
Yeah. Is there a way to have optical detection, so say that camera sees a yellow piece of contaminant or other contaminant, it could set off a red flashing light or something so the operator knows to shut down the module feeder and clean it?
So we're at the first stage of that. So trying to identify actually like what those small pieces look like in that stream, and then once we've established that baseline, we'll create some type of program that actually does say, hey, there's a piece of plastic, and it'll we can set it up to alert the gin. I haven't. It took those. I'd go out there. I try to go out there almost daily to collect all the pictures and back them up on my computer. I've never really had an issue. I mean, I never really cleaned it off. Every once in a while, if a large chunk of plastic would hit it, it might skew the angle. But I can log on. What's interesting about the system is that you can log on. You get to see it in real time. And then you can set the shutter speed. You can there's a lot of different function on it. So I tried to take some type of video of it too. And so yeah, that'd be the only real issue is that if it gets hit really hard or so if it is. Yeah. I'd say probably, for the most, probably like when you get it to the automated system and for it to be able to alert the ginner that, that'd be something that you'd probably need more of a multi-camera system just because, if you see anything on the pic or if you see any of the cotton there, you can't see anything behind it. So being able to maybe put on both ends or if not a few, that way you have just kind of a fail-safe system because I could, there is potential that there are some pictures that I took that I didn't see any contamination in, but because it's behind something else, then, that there could have been some. So that'd be, when we look more into an automated system, that would be more a multi-camera system.
We'll do one more quick question.
Kind of related to that.
the real low rate of the cotton. If the, I mean, the typical the visibility of the block where the cotton is at, the typical running situation here.
So the reason it was suggested to me from the previous student that had the project over, he had talked to the Jenner, and that's where they really wanted to focus the camera on, especially because not only that, but I mean all the cotton has to fall down that way anyways. So that's why we chose that specific spot. I think it probably gave us like the best angle for that single camera though.
Real quick, Jeff, I think we're gonna learn a lot in the next few weeks because it's going to a much larger gym, and our ability to see very far down the facility is we're gonna find that out.
And I mean pausing and getting a good shot all the way down on a less frequent basis might be better than
The plan is when we can add even more light in there, then we'll be able to, those pictures that we take at a higher shutter speed, we'll be able to identify, you know, the pictures better. So that's what we're really going towards. I mean, if it's to be more light, we should get a better picture than two.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.